This is Talk to the Experts on CFAX 1070.
Good morning. I'm Josh Holden. Welcome back to another edition of Talk to the Experts on CFAX 1070, where you get the chance to hear directly from the movers and shakers and get inside information and knowledge that you can't get anywhere else. This week's guest, once again, is Wayne Elliott, a health and wellness educator and the managing director of for Strauss Naturals. Wayne is here to chat all about natural remedies for heart disease, urinary and digestive health, and alternative approaches to help you get and stay healthy with natural health products from Strauss Naturals. Wayne, thanks again for joining us on CFAX 1070.
Great to be with you again, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, it's my absolute pleasure. Now, I'm glad you're here, Wayne, because the weather is starting to change. And when the kids come home or when they come to visit, the grandparents are going to be bringing lots of colds and other things along with them. So now is the time to start preparing ourselves for this. And I do believe the cold storm drops are probably the exact thing that we're going to need, right?
Well, the Strauss has two wonderful products suitable for children 6 and over, which I'm grateful for. It isn't usual, even in the natural health business, to have products approved by Health Canada for young children. The cold storm is incredible. The reports, I've never taken it. It's the one product that I've never had to take myself from Strauss.
Okay.
But all the reports we get back are that people that used to be in and out of colds all season long, and that they would stay with them sometimes for long periods. So we've gotten reports of people that they get very few colds. Some of my friends have said they just never get a cold now. They take it daily. And the colds that people do get seem to get over them much quicker.
Ah.
And that formula is acceptable for both expecting moms and children 6 and over, which is great. Also good for the moms because there's very little that pregnant women are allowed or advised to take.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me feel good. The other formula, guys, really for upset stomach and motion sickness, so a good thing with the flu or anything where there's upset stomach involved, is the Strauss Travel Bug.
Ah.
And one of the best things about it is it tastes like candy, so kids just love it. And it's very, very effective. So, yes, our sales, the Strauss sales in those products, I must say, particularly the cold storm, just skyrocket from now until spring. No contraindications with any medicines or pills, no serious harm or serious side effects with any Strauss product. You know, these products are, they're just the opposite, really, if you will, from man-made chemical pharmaceuticals. They are all 100% natural, mm-hmm. all the products, and safe to take. So that's good to know. You really can't overdose on them or anything like that. And, yeah, it's a great time of year to consider the cold storm and the travel bug. And you can take these products every day. They're, you know, most of the Strauss products, I can't think of any that aren't just good for your health. The wide range of ingredients is just good for us. I'm also excited, guys. Mm-hmm. The Woman's Wonder is doing very well to help women during their menstrual cycles to prevent or eliminate bloating, cramping, some of that very uncomfortable things that women suffer during their monthly cycle. And I'm thrilled that the Strauss Menopause Formula is back by popular demand. Health Canada has just approved it in the liquid form. Previously, it was in capsules. Approved in the liquid form. And once again, menopause is a natural thing that women must go through at some point in their lives. And it can be very extended, too, affecting their moods. And not a surprise with the hot flashes that come on suddenly. They feel like they're in an oven. And the sweating, the night sweats, and they'll soak the bed. They can even, I just talked to a lady at a store. She leaves her window open all winter long, and she's cold, but nonetheless just soaks the bed with sweating. So the menopause formula, as has been reported back to us, and it's what it's for, is to relieve those symptoms of menopause. The sweats, the hot flashes. Some of our office staff years ago first used the menopause formula and just loved it. It's very unpleasant for them, obviously, to go through this. So that'll be back on store shelves before Christmas. And that's a good thing for Christmas, I think. They're just a great formula.
Oh, absolutely. And then, and especially when you can put them together in bundles, right, where you can get the menopause formula, if perhaps that's the one that you think fits your needs the best, and maybe the woman's wonder drops and the something else works as well, right?
Well, everything seems to work better with the heart drops, the Strauss heart drops.
Gotcha.
And it's a simple reason why, you know, the heart drops. We have 50,000 miles of vessels, veins, arteries, and tiny capillaries in our bodies, guys. Every one of us. Hard to believe, twice around the earth in blood vessels inside us. And there's a reason for that. It's the most important body function, and every single cell needs blood. Well, it's just not the blood. It's what the blood carries, which is everything in our body. Our medicines, our food, our waste, our water, our wastewater, our toxins when they're leaving us. Everything must travel in the blood. So the Strauss heart drops help everything get the oxygen, maybe the most important for our heart and brain, certainly. We should get blood everywhere we have a vessel to carry it. And so everything does seem to work better with the Strauss heart drops. If you compare it, say, to bypass surgery, which I was lucky not to have, you know, they'll take generally a vessel or vessels from your legs, yeah, where they belonged in the first place, and put those, replace or bypass your heart arteries with those. So, you know, the first issue is the legs. What about those veins that were meant to be there? The second issue is that's the only improvement, is that foot or 2 or 6 inches of vein they replace in us. The rest of our body, the rest of the 50,000 miles, is unaffected by open heart bypass surgery. So the Strauss heart drops, it's wonderful, it's painless, it works, and, you know, the returns on the Strauss heart drops are virtually nothing. It just works. People are satisfied. Of course, as you guys know, I took them 30 years ago after 5 years after a heart attack. Saved my life and changed my life. There's no two ways about it. Did the same for my parents and just so many thousands of people since. That's why it's our flagship product, you know. And every cell, as I said, needs that blood. So diabetics, you know, their biggest problem is circulation. Mm-hmm. Trouble often starts in the feet. It can be very painful for them, of course. They can lose their toes. They can lose their foot or feet. They can lose their legs. They can lose their eyesight.
Talk to me about, remind us about the importance and the connection of folks that have diabetes and the importance of maintaining the health of their circulatory system.
Well, it's their number one challenge. 80-some-odd percent of diabetics don't know that they have a 4 to 5 times greater risk of heart attack and stroke than the population that does not suffer diabetes. So it's a very serious ailment. And diabetics really are the only people that we suggest stay on heart drops for life. It's not bad for anyone to do that. I've been taking them for 30 years now, and I'll never stop. I don't want to have any restrictions at this. My next birthday is my 71st. I don't want any problems. Things don't get easier generally as you get older and we wear ourselves out, so I'll never quit taking them. But diabetics certainly, they don't need to take extra. But they are best just to stay on those Strauss heart drops and help ensure that blood flow, because that's their biggest challenge, is circulation.
When we come back, I want to hear more about how Strauss Naturals came to be. Because you've mentioned before about your relationship with Jim Strauss and how you've developed that relationship over the last several decades. And I want to learn more about that and how we got Strauss heart drops on the market. When we come back with Wayne Elliott, you're listening to Talk to the Experts on CFAX 1070 and on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to Talk to the Experts on CFAX 1070.
And we're back, and we're speaking with Wayne Elliott, a health and wellness educator and ambassador for Strauss Naturals. Wayne, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So talk to us, remind us, sir, about your relationship with Jim Strauss that you developed all those years ago and how Strauss Heart Drops came to be.
Well, first of all, Jim ended up, he lived with me and my family twice a year for 1 month periods. He saw my passion with particularly the Strauss Heart Drops, the kidney formula, and the CardioCom. The kidney sure helped me lower my blood pressure and keep it normal, and the CardioCom with my irregular heartbeat called supraventricular tachycardia. And, of course, the heart drops themselves are what brought me back to life with energy, and boy, oh boy, that was the most profound experience of my life. Meeting Jim and my relationship with him was certainly the most profound relationship in my life. And I've met a lot of people and had some wonderful mentors and great people in my life. But I have to say that my relationship with Jim was the most profound. It not only helped me get well, but it helped me help many thousands of others get well or stay well. And the rewards, the personal rewards of helping another person, as Jim would say, even someone you will never meet, someone on the radio, there's no reward like it. And that's certainly been my experience with this Strauss business and these 100% natural formulas. But how they came to be,
yeah,
the Strauss Heart Drops, even though it's the flagship product of the company and the biggest selling product by far, they were made by Jim and Peter Strauss for Jim Strauss. In 1979 or 80, Jim had a massive heart attack. He, as he would say, he was Austrian, and he loved bacon and eggs and pork soup. But when it was cold, there was an inch of fat on the top would harden. And all those sausages, he'd say. And he ended up with clogged arteries and was lucky, I suppose, that he had his heart attack just literally a block, I guess, from the Vancouver hospital. Pulled into the parking lot, laid on his horn in the emergency department. They came and got him. And by the later that day, they told him what his problem was, clogged arteries. He'd had a heart attack, what caused the clogged arteries, the cholesterol plaque, et cetera. And they wanted him to have open heart surgery that day, or they told him he could die. It was a serious heart attack.
Oh, wow.
And they wanted to, I forget if it was four or five arteries they wanted to bypass. Once Jim found out what the actual problem was, he took a medical helicopter back to Kamloops, and he and his son, he was in so much pain, guys, he couldn't, I've heard the story many times from both he and Peter, he could not walk for the angina pain, and he couldn't lay down for the angina pain, so Jim sat in an easy chair, a lazy boy chair, I guess, and he and Peter discussed what the hospital told him was wrong, and it took, I guess, an afternoon of chewing herbs and a gram scale to develop the Strauss, what ended up being the Strauss Heart Drops. And when they finally had it right, they've told me, as I say, I've heard the story many times, after about 3 hours, they were confident they had the right ingredients and, by taste, the right proportions. Just like making a soup, Jim would say, you have to have the nice ingredients and put them in the right proportions or you won't have soup you can eat. Well, that was their trade, was recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and putting them together in formulas. Always takes two or more herbs to actually fix something. There are some wonderful herbs by themselves. I use white willow bark for pain, for example, but it does nothing to go to the problem that caused the pain, in other words. So anyway, when they were content they had the formula, the ingredients in the right proportions, cayenne, motherwort, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, white willow bark, European mistletoe, they had all these herbs in their shop that they provided formulas for other people. So when they made the heart drops for Jim, they didn't know, and Pete made it into a tincture, they didn't know how much he should take. Well, it turns out he took about 3 weeks' supply every day.
Oh, wow.
No, he didn't know that, but he knew also that he couldn't harm himself. You can't hurt yourself taking too much garlic, cayenne, pepper, hawthorn berries and leaves. You just can't hurt yourself, just like you can't hurt yourself eating pears and asparagus and sweet potatoes. You know, it's a natural substance. Your body knows what to do with all natural substances. And if you have more than you need of anything, apples or any other natural substance, your body knows how to get rid of them. We go into the washroom and expel the unneeded portion or the waste portion. So he was drinking what became a 3-week supply every day, and in 2.5 weeks he could walk to his mailbox across the street, and in 6.5 weeks he went back to work for 25 years. Never had open heart surgery, never had a bypass, never took a pharmaceutical. So really it's kind of an amazing story, because the flagship product was made for Jim himself after that massive heart attack. And so it's kind of fitting, really, that Jim promoted the Strauss heart drops. He would drive down the highway. He had signs on the side of his vehicle that said, "Honk if you have heart disease," and people would pull over and he'd give them some heart drops. He was a wonderful man. He drove great lengths to see people that were in trouble with their health and struggling. And one of the funnier stories, he was just a great man. I loved him.
Mm-hmm.
He got a call from a lady in Saskatchewan somewhere that her husband could not quit hiccuping, had the hiccups and just couldn't stop.
Oh.
And this had gone on for days. And Jim said, "Well, I'll help you if you'll come and see me. I'll be glad to help you." Anyway, they did. They drove. Jim said it was snowing, too, so they drove in the snow and got to Jim's front door, and they came in, and he took their coats, hung them up, and sure enough, the man is hiccuping. And she didn't tell him what the problem was on the phone, just that he was in trouble and needed some help, and she'd heard of him and so forth. So he's hiccuping, and the first thing Jim did, invited them to sit down, and he went into the kitchen, and he cut an orange into quarters, and he said to the man, "Open your mouth." Opened his mouth, and he stuck the quarter of orange in his mouth, and a minute later, he stopped hiccuping. And
what?
They just couldn't believe that it was that simple, and that they'd driven from Saskatchewan to see him when he could have just told them, "Get an orange and stick a quarter in your mouth," and he stopped hiccuping. I love that story. I mean, it cracks me up when I think of it.
What is it about the orange that seemed to do the trick, Wayne?
I don't know. I have no idea. I never did ask him that, but it must have had something to do with citrus.
We are speaking with Wayne Elliott, a health and wellness educator and ambassador for Strauss Naturals. He successfully cured his own debilitating angina and heart arrhythmia using Strauss's herbal formulas like heart drops. And when we come back, Wayne, I want to learn more about some of Strauss's other offerings. We've been talking a bit about those that are in the market for women, but I also wanted to learn about what you've experienced in your travels around Western Canada in the last few months, and also how we can find them around the capital region. All this and more to come up on Talk to the Experts on CFAX 1070 and the iHeart Radio app.
This is Talk to the Experts on CFAX 1070.
And we're back on Talk to the Experts on CFAX 1070. And I'm pleased to be joined by Wayne Elliott, the health and wellness educator and the managing director for Strauss Naturals. Now, Wayne, I know that you spent a chunk of your 2024 touring Western Canada and talking to folks all around the country about their experiences using Strauss Naturals products. That has to have been a rewarding trip, hey?
Oh, very much so. You're going to meet the nicest people in health food stores. There's a couple of great, there's several great stores in Victoria. A couple of them are the Vitamin Shop and Lifestyle Markets. But the Strauss products are available in most health food stores. And if your store that you like doesn't handle them, ask them and they'll order them for you.
Mm-hmm.
No one is in the natural health business to get rich. That's for sure. They are there because they love the personal rewards of helping people, and as I do, it makes my day. when I know someone has got themselves a bottle. Another couple of places in Victoria, Palm Market, P-O-M-M-E, and House of Nutrition, a couple other great stores that handle the Strauss products. But we had begun to talk about the some of the other products, the bladder formula that my mother and I both so much, especially my mom. She would get up four or five, even six times through the evening to use the bathroom, and she had so much trouble getting back to sleep that she just went through a period of complete exhaustion, and I felt so bad for her. And once she got onto the bladder formula, like me, because I drink a lot of tea and water in the evening, we get up once through the night, and it's been like that for a long time for me now. So it just, the bladder, the kidney blood pressure, and the prostate formula for men all share one common ingredient, being the golden seal root. That's nature's strongest and best antibiotic herb. So, and these formulas work very quickly in terms of reducing and relieving your symptoms within 7 days as they work to kill the bacteria. Bacteria is a real culprit in our bodies. Now, I always tell folks on every radio show, yes, you're going to feel better within 7 days. It may happen in 2-3 days. Your symptoms get greatly relieved. But please, take the product for 3 to 6 months. Do the job properly, and then suffer no more. Just because you feel better in a few days or a week, you likely have not done the complete job. You know, stubborn things, urinary tract infections, and so forth. You need to do the complete job, and bacteria does grow back very quickly in those parts of our body, the men's prostate and men or women's bladder and kidneys. So these are very effective, but you do want to take them long enough to do the whole job. The other thing about the kidney blood pressure I'd like to mention.
Oh, yes.
That's what it's called, is that high blood pressure, as advanced as Western medicine has gotten with its diagnostics, quite incredible, really, they still cannot tell us whether it's our heart or one or both of our kidneys that's the source of our high blood pressure. They do not know, and they cannot tell. And I certainly can't tell people what they are. I did have two natural therapists, an iridologist and a reflexologist, indicated to me I had some issue with my left kidney specifically. Anyway, when I took the Strauss heart drops all those many years ago and went out to meet Jim, I said, you know, your heart drops have changed my life. I'm a new man. The energy is just unbelievable. I just can't believe the energy I'm having now. But I still have high blood pressure, and I still have my irregular heartbeat, my supraventricular tachycardia. And I refused all pills and surgery and so forth that was recommended to me, including for my clogged arteries. He said, well, if my heart drops didn't lower your blood pressure, it must be your kidneys. I didn't even know at that point, fellas, that Strauss made other formulas. I never had a booklet. When my friend told me about his bypass surgery being canceled, I just asked for the name and the telephone number, and I called out there and got myself a bottle. So I didn't even know there were other products. But Jim said to me, you need our kidney blood pressure formula. It must be your kidneys. I took that for just over 3 months. My blood pressure has been 120 over 70 for many, many years.
Wow.
And I said, also, my irregular heartbeat, and it does drive me crazy, Jim. I felt every single beat, and it really bothered me. It's uncomfortable. I went to bed feeling, woke up, and through the night, oftentimes, I'd sit up quickly and gasp, afraid that I wasn't going to get the next breath of air. Mm-hmm. It's just the feeling that it almost felt like a bubble rising in my chest is the closest thing I could describe it to when this would happen. Well, of course, I always did get a breath, but the feeling, the heartbeat, the irregular beat, I thought my heart was skipping a beat, it was actually racing a beat, which left a blank space, and I thought, you know, it had stopped or it's missing a beat. Very, very uncomfortable when you feel, and not everyone feels them. My best buddy, who had terrible arrhythmia, he didn't feel his, thank God, because his was all over the place. It wasn't, there was nothing regular about his irregular heartbeat at all. It was just crazy, his was. And it took him 5 months on the CardioCom to be rid of that. It just took me three or slightly longer than three. So Jim told me about his CardioCom formula, which in those days, way back then, they called just heart. That was the name of the formula.
Okay.
And boy, does it work. It was just wonderful. I was so grateful to lose that, having felt it. I mean, that bothered me more than the angina and certainly more than the high blood pressure, because you don't feel anything with high blood pressure. It's the so-called silent killer. Those three products, I'll tell you, personally, I'll be forever grateful for, because they changed my life and made my life much better. And at that point, guys, I wanted everyone to know. I wanted everyone to have what I had gotten, you know, the satisfaction that I had gotten and getting better like that. It was pretty tough by the time I had the heart attack at 35. By the time I was 40, I wasn't doing my job properly. We're ship breakers. I hated climbing the accommodations ladder, which is just a long set of steps. Yeah. I stopped crawling any tanks. I stopped undoing tank covers. It was just too much. I couldn't squat down and with wrenches undo tank covers. I didn't have the breath for it. And so I was not doing my job properly. I remember our company bought the Henry Ford II Lakes freighter called the Henry Ford II.
Okay.
And I didn't do a proper inspection. And when we got the ship, unfortunately, the entire back or stern section, the double bottom, which is just giant tanks, was full of waste, grease, and oil. And boy, that cost our company a fortune to fight fires, vacuum trucks to suck out the grease and oil. You know, it was a huge mistake I had made because I wasn't well enough to do my job properly. So, you know, it really affected my life. And so the thrill for me, once I got energy back and my arrhythmia stopped, and as I say, you don't feel high blood pressure, but knowing my blood pressure was normal or very good, really, 120 over 70, was a big relief to me. And, you know, then I was like a house on fire. I've always been a hard worker, and I'm a 15, 16, 18-hour-a-day guy. And, you know, I can do that. I can still do that. My son and I are on the road now, and oftentimes we're doing the long drives in between stops in the evening. And so I still have great energy for my age, and I attribute it to 100% blood flow. You know, I have blood going everywhere I'm supposed to have it. If you see someone with grayish-blue lips or skin, that's a real indicator. That is a real indicator. We're meant to have nice, even color, and it certainly isn't meant to be bluish gray, but that's a real sign of someone suffering insufficient blood flow. I think we've maybe talked about it before. You can Google this. The man's name, Frank. If you Google Frank's crease, C-R-E-A-S-E, you will see the picture of an earlobe come up with a crease or a line in it.
That's a nice segue and a place to pause, Wayne. When we come back to talk to the experts, we'll find out what Frank's crease on your earlobes can indicate about your overall health. This is Talk to the Experts with Wayne Elliott of Strauss Naturals on CFAX 1070 and the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to Talk to the Experts on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts on CFAX 1070. I'm Josh Hilden, and I'm pleased to be joined by Wayne Elliott, the health and wellness educator and ambassador for Strauss Naturals. And we left the folks on a bit of a cliffhanger there, Wayne, because you were telling us all about Frank's crease, a crease in our ears, and what that could indicate about what's going on in the rest of our bodies.
Yes, it's the bottom of our ear, the earlobe, the little fatty part at the bottom of our ear. And if you Google Frank's crease, you will see an earlobe with the crease in it so that folks can look for themselves. If you have that crease in one of your ears, it indicates clogging on that side of your body.
Oh.
If you have it in both ears like I do, then it indicates clogging in the arteries on both sides of your body. And it's very clear. A lot of women mistake it for lines from their pierced earrings. It is a separate, distinct crease. It's deeper and more pronounced in some people than others. I have kind of small earlobes. It's very pronounced in mine. But you'll see some people where you swear their earlobe is slit. It's actually cut. It's not, but it looks that way. The crease is so deep. And it's generally on an angle of about 45 or 50 degrees in your ear, running from the top of your lobe, you know, towards the bottom on that angle, that crease. Mm-hmm. And Harvard in 1972 did a study, Harvard Medical did,
yeah,
that said the earlobe crease was not only the best indicator of clogging arteries, it was a better indicator than all of the others put together. That's blood cholesterol, triglycerides, smoking, obesity, hereditary, environment. The earlobe crease was the best and better than all of those put together. Later in 2008, in the country of Denmark, they did quite a large study for the same thing, and it was it just confirmed the same thing that Harvard had confirmed, that the earlobe crease, and apparently, guys, it's because one of our arteries ends in our earlobe. That I didn't know until more recently, but the you know, it's irrefutable that crease indicates clogging arteries, and it doesn't go away. I still have creases in my earlobes. They don't go away once you're clear, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But it's great that nature gives us that symbol. The more distressing part is I have never once in 30 years heard a medical doctor say that or anything about that. And, of course, the usual for any heart issue is statin drugs, so-called yeah, cholesterol drugs, which don't purport to remove any. They simply try and slow your liver down from producing cholesterol. Our liver produces it because we do need it. But the liver has many, many functions other than just producing cholesterol. So there's the world's highest selling drugs, the statin drugs, and blood thinners. Well, I get the thinking that thinner blood might be better in narrower passages, but I think if the creator wanted us to have watery blood, that's what we would have. I don't think that's what we're best with. So once again, I'm just grateful that I didn't go through any of that. I have not taken so much as an aspirin in 30 years. I never will, that's for sure. And, you know, once again, our body knows what to do with natural substances. So the folks can check themselves in the mirror for that crease. You should look, Google at Frank's crease first so that you know what you're looking for. And it's not, I've looked, of course, I've Googled Frank's crease.
Yeah.
It's not even a terribly pronounced crease that they show. Mine are deeper on my ears. And you'll see it's different on many people, but there's no mistaking it if you look closely. And thank goodness for that indicator. You know, I've walked up to many strangers and said, do you have any heart issues? Well, yeah, how'd you know? Well, it's right on your ears. And because I do like to help people. I mean, what a shame to have a heart attack if you could avoid it.
Absolutely. And I'd never heard of Frank's crease until today when you've mentioned it to me just now. And I Googled it while we were speaking, and it does appear as if somebody had been wearing earrings and had them pulled out violently from their earlobes and had that wound scar over. So now you have this kind of odd angular crease that's now formed in your earlobes. I think that's probably the best way to describe how it appears, right, Wayne?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
First, you mentioned that you successfully cured previously your debilitating angina and heart arrhythmia using Strauss's herbal formulas. For somebody who's fortunately not experienced angina before, what does that feel like?
Well, angina, of course, is caused by lack of blood carrying that oxygen. It's really the oxygen you're lacking that can give you the heart attack. Our heart needs that oxygen, needs the blood, but needs that oxygen. Our brain uses 20% of the oxygen we take in. So a brain attack, or stroke as it's called, is from lack of oxygen to the brain. Angina, for me, was, and it got worse as those 5 years went on that I did nothing about it. Pinches in the chest. People complain sometimes about a shooting pain down the left arm. Our heart is on the left side of our chest, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Pain in the jaw is a real signal. I had it in the jaw from time to time, but I must admit, more often it was, I describe it as pinches. Sometimes they were a little bit sharp, for sure, in my chest. Generally on the left side of my chest, I would feel them. And the other symptoms with angina are night sweats. Geez, I'd sleep with the window open. That's the one I couldn't find an excuse for. I had an excuse, really, for the other angina symptoms. You know, sure. Leg cramps. Okay, well, I was an athlete, and I gained weight, and I wasn't as active anymore, so maybe that's the cause. Shortness of breath. I'm a heavy smoker, so that's understandable. But those night sweats, I had no reason that that would happen. And I even, my where the house I lived in then, the bedroom window was right at the head of my bed. And I was in the wintertime, very cold in Eastern Canada. I would leave the window cracked open a couple of inches. I live right on the North Shore of Lake Erie. And so my room was pretty cold. Nonetheless, I would sweat at night and soak my bed clothes and bedding, much like our women do when they're suffering the menopause symptoms. Mm-hmm. You just sweat like crazy. And that one I didn't have an excuse for. I couldn't think of an excuse, rather. Mm-hmm. So it's those things primarily. You can have pinches or sharp jabs in your chest. You can have in your jaw, generally down your left arm. I can't remember ever having one down my left arm. I do recall a few in my jaw, mm-hmm. but more in my chest. And then the leg cramps, shortness of breath, and night sweats. There are three real indicators. But if you just look on your ears, you know, then you maybe have a chance, a good chance, of course, to avoid any more of that. And what I did, as you know, is take the Strauss Hard Drop. So I would love to see everyone over the age of 30, you know, take a bottle every once in a while.
The reason I asked you about your experience with angina is because I know folks here in Victoria and on Vancouver Island are quite health conscious, and they will want to be aware of what their body is telling them. And so the symptoms of angina, as you've described, should be a clue number one. Look into this and see what you can do to treat it, and curing your angina. And you've done that very thing with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops. What did you hear from folks here in Victoria in their experiences and what they were looking for in supplements?
Well, every single store has said they know about the Strauss Heart Drops. And if a store only carries one of the Strauss line, it's always the Heart Drops. The formula is famous. It's the original. It was the very first natural heart tonic on the market 45 years ago. And it's quite famous. Everyone knows in the stores there's virtually no returns. We have a satisfaction guarantee. You don't need a reason. If you're not satisfied, you get your money returned. And so they know of the efficiency or efficacy of the Heart Drops. It's the largest selling Strauss product, as I mentioned before, by quite a ways. And, of course, heart disease is still our number one killer. I think that apparently cancer is a close number two, and doctor-prescribed drugs is a close number three. I personally believe that maybe that should be inverted these days, that the doctor-prescribed pharmaceuticals maybe are number one. Why I say that is so many people are on multiple pharmaceutical drugs, and yet those multiple drugs have never been tested together. They're tested one at a time on clean bodies. You can't be on any drugs to be a test candidate. You know, so I don't think our bodies know what's happening when we get on six or seven or... Well, I had an old football teammate that was on 16 different pharmaceuticals.
Wow.
And he was in the most horrible shape of any human I have ever seen, including his 400-pound weight. Moved into our house, and in a year and a half, he not only lost 160 pounds, but he got weaned off all of those drugs and went back to a productive life, working and all the rest of it. So, you know, our bodies know what to do with natural substances, guys. And as Jim Strauss always said, he was famous for this, that nature has provided everything our bodies will ever need.
Where can folks find the these natural substances, the ones that Strauss Naturals have so creatively combined together into a variety of products?
Well, Duke, and many of the health stores sell individual herbs. I've been in quite a few of them that sell them. Just keep in mind that a single herb cannot fix anything. It can sure help with a headache. I love white willow bark. Personally, that's all I've taken for 30 years now if I do get a headache, and I don't get many. I've got some back issues from playing football, but I still don't need to take white willow bark often. I find that stretching, yoga is a wonderful thing. But you can buy the individual herbs or learn about them online, or go to Strauss's website, Strauss, S-T-R-A-U-S-S, naturals.ca, and you can learn about all the herbs and all the formulas if you're interested. And for more information, you can also hit their store locator and find a health food store near you to go and acquire a product or products for yourself. So, yeah, you can learn a lot. That's StraussNaturals.ca, S-T-R-A-U-S-S. And the toll-free number, in case you'd like to speak to one of the wonderful ladies there, representatives, it's 1-866-478-2873. 866-478-2873.
I'm going to say it a third time. 1-866-478-2873. Wayne Elliott with Strauss Naturals joining us today on Talk to the Experts on CFAX 1070. I'm Josh Hilden. Thank you so much for listening to the program today. You can find the whole conversation with Wayne Elliott on the Talk to the Experts show page on CFAX1070.com or on the iHeartRadio app. Join us next week at this time for more information on Strauss Naturals' line of natural health products. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.